Welcome to Go Find Out, the Career Switch Podcast. I'm Jennifer Jelliff-Russell, author, career coach, and speaker, bringing you actionable ideas from knowledgeable guests on how to successfully kick your fears to the curb to go after your career goals. You can find more episodes by visiting GoFindOutPodcast.com. Enjoy the show and go find out. Welcome back to the Go Find Out Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Jelliff-Russell, and this is episode number 79. On today's solo show, we are diving into a game changer for career switchers, ChatGPT. But first, let's jump into my personal update, which is also a little bit about AI. Hello again, career switchers. I don't know about you, but I have had a fairly busy last 2 weeks, and part of that has involved getting back into writing and trying out different AI platforms as tools for my writing. I should start with the caveat that I don't actually have AI write my books for me, and instead I'm using it as a sort of creative writing assistant. I already use software called Pro Writing Aid to help me identify and correct spelling and grammar issues. It also helps me improve my writing by noting things like overused words and phrases or rating the readability of a manuscript. But there are some other things that I struggle with as a writer, so I've been testing out these things on AI platforms to see if these platforms can help. So one such area that I struggle with is coming up with names and backgrounds for side characters, or making up town names in fantasy books, because that can be tricky. Another struggle that I have in writing is creating marketing materials for my books, so things like coming up with ad or marketing copy, or even the book description. That's something that I've always kind of gotten bogged down by. So I've been dabbling in a few different AI tools like Claude, Novel AI, and of course, ChatGPT. Just to see if I can outsource any of these tasks to an AI platform and make my author life a little bit easier. And it turns out, yeah, I definitely can. And it's already given me so much time back for the actual writing side of things. So for example, I'm working on a new fantasy novel with multiple points of view, which means I have a lot of characters who need to have their backgrounds kind of fleshed out with a backstory, like where they're from, you know, like what do they do for work? What are their hobbies? What are their first and last names? Things like that, right? But as I mentioned before, I can get really sidetracked and bogged down by trying to come up with character names and backstories. So after trying out a few different AI platforms, I found that ChatGPT was the winner for cranking out information like that. It has made the actual writing process so much faster. So before, a new character would like appear in my story and I would hit a wall and have to stop writing in order to come up with an appropriate name and an appropriate background for them. Now, before sitting down to write, or even in the middle of writing, I can hop on ChatGPT and ask it to provide one or more options for the character's name and background. I just provide whatever details are already in my head, like their gender, their age, or their job title, and ChatGPT will fill in whatever other details I ask for. I love this. I've been using this quite a bit for this book that I'm working on. Now, for the marketing stuff, like writing a book description, now so far, this has actually taken a little bit more work on my end. Using ChatGPT for this, I usually start with the description that I've already written, and then I ask ChatGPT to shorten it or to make it more marketable, or, and this is important for sales, make it better fit the other book descriptions in that book's genre. So it's really mostly taking what I've already written and just shortening it or spicing it up a little to make it more interesting for potential buyers. So technically, I'm not really saving that much time yet by using AI for this task, since I'm still, you know, writing out the original description. But it's definitely helping me to make the description more marketable, which means it's well worth the effort. Okay, that's all I've got for my update right now. I would love to hear how you're using AI right now. You can hop on TikTok and tag me in a video about how you're using AI tools or which AI tools you're using right now. All right, let's jump into the show and discuss how you can start using ChatGPT in your career switch process. Let's talk about the awesome ways that ChatGPT can act like a trusted career coach and help you in your career switch process, regardless of what step you're at, from job applications to interviewing to even just figuring out what career you want to switch to. And just so everyone is on the same page, ChatGPT is a language model developed by OpenAI. You can sign up for a free account, which is what I still use, and then you can have conversations with it, asking it questions to complete tasks. I know that sounds like we're sponsored by ChatGPT, but I am definitely not, so just wanted to put that out there too. And for the sake of transparency, I also want to share that I actually used ChatGPT to write the majority of the next part of the show based off the last 70 or so episodes of this podcast. You can kind of hear where I'll insert my suggestions and recommendations here as well, but let's see how ChatGPT does. So one of the first recommendations for how to use ChatGPT in your career switch is to use it for research and information gathering. ChatGPT is your backstage pass to industry insights. Just ask it questions about your desired field, like, what are the current trends in data science? Or tell me about marketing strategies in the tech industry. It'll serve up a wealth of knowledge. You can dive into recommended articles, follow thought leaders on social media, and participate in relevant forums to stay informed and make informed decisions about your career. Just keep in mind that its data set only goes back to September 2021, so it might not be able to give you the most updated stats from 2021 to 2023 or to the current year. However, you could ask it something like, if I wanted to become a user experience designer, for example, what skills, education, or training would I need to pursue? When I asked it this, it gave me a 10-step breakdown of what I'd need to do in order to become a user experience designer. I thought that was pretty cool, and as I read through the 10 steps, it was very accurate in everything that I needed to do, so kind of cool. Number two, career advice and decision making. When uncertainty clouds your career switch, ChatGPT becomes your trusted confidant. Share your concerns like, I'm unsure about switching careers, what should I consider? And it'll offer insights and suggestions. Reflect on your values, interests, and strengths to make an informed decision. So you can also provide it with a list of your current skills, education, experience, and a general salary range that you're shooting for, and ask it to list a few different fields that might be a good fit. Just keep in mind that it might not list everything that's available out there. So you can also ask it to provide careers that kind of lean toward a certain direction. Like you could ask it, based on your experience and education, what field you might pursue in tech. Or based on that same background, what creative fields you might pursue. The more specific you can be with your questions, the better it will be at providing you with answers. So the third way that ChatGPT can help you in your career switch is upskilling with a 30-day plan. Okay, so I actually saw a TikTok creator mention this and I thought it was really cool. So I asked ChatGPT to add this to the list. To upskill, ask ChatGPT to create a 30-day plan for me to learn X. Right? And then insert what you want to learn for X. So if you want to learn data analysis, you would ask it, create a 30-day plan for me to learn data analysis. ChatGPT will then outline a personalized plan for you. Follow that plan diligently and utilize online courses, tutorials, and practical projects to acquire the specific skills it breaks down in the plan. So I tried this by asking it to create a 30-day plan for me to learn HTML coding. It immediately created a plan broken down day by day into things like day one, introduction to HTML and its importance in web development. But it didn't actually provide me a breakdown of the training itself, right? Like what I would read to train. So I just took that first instruction, the introduction to HTML and its importance in web development, and I dropped that exact phrase back into the chat, and then it provided me with an actual breakdown of an introduction to HTML. So if you keep prompting it, it will actually, for the most part, provide you with the specific readings on the training, which is kind of cool. So the fourth way you can use ChatGPT to help you with your career switch is in resume and cover letter assistance. Crafting a great resume or cover letter can be daunting, but ChatGPT's got your back. Feed it your career goals and background and watch it weave magic into your application materials. Don't forget to tailor each application to the specific job description, highlighting your transferable skills and experiences. And I wanted to add here that you can have ChatGPT tailor your resume for you by providing it with the job description and with your current resume. It will update the resume info for you, which is much faster than having to update it yourself. You'll just have to ask it, please tailor my resume towards this job description, and then provide it again with your resume and the job description. The only downside here is that it's not like it formats the resume for you, so you'll still need to copy and paste the updated information back into a Word document. Number five, and how ChatGPT can help you in your career switch, is interview preparation. If interviewing is feeling like this daunting task, practice with ChatGPT. Ask it to simulate interviews by saying, role play a marketing interview with me, or give me a common behavioral interview question. You can record your responses and review them to improve. Also, research the company and role extensively to answer questions confidently. Okay, this one is pretty cool. Instead of recording your responses, like ChatGPT is suggesting here, open up your preferred writing software like Microsoft Word, Google Docs, or OneNote, and turn on the dictate or voice-to-text feature. Then ask ChatGPT to ask you one interview question at a time and to stop to wait for an answer from you. Then say your interview answer out loud when you're on, you know, Microsoft Word or Google Documents or whatever you're using for writing software, and let the writing software translate your speech into text, okay? Then copy that text into ChatGPT and ask it to provide you with constructive feedback so that you can improve that interview answer. You can do this for each one of those interview questions that you've asked it to ask you, right? Really cool stuff. Okay, our sixth and final suggestion for how to use ChatGPT to career switch is around networking and LinkedIn optimization. So networking can feel tricky, but ChatGPT can help you make this difficult process a little easier. Seek advice on effective networking strategies, such as, how can I network effectively in the tech industry? For LinkedIn optimization, ask, what are some tips to improve my LinkedIn profile? And feed it your LinkedIn profile, copied and pasted into the chat. And just a side note, I found that the easiest way to copy my LinkedIn profile was to go to my profile, click on More in the top right-hand side, so it's next to the Add Profile section button, then select Save to PDF. Once it creates the PDF, you can copy and paste that into ChatGPT and remove any personal contact info if you're concerned about sharing that kind of thing. Or you could just focus on one area of your profile, like your summary section, and copy that and ask it how you might improve it, or you could ask it to rewrite the summary for you based on some specific job descriptions that you provide it. Now, if you're wondering if ChatGPT can replace the wisdom of human mentors and career advisors, remember, it's a tool, not a crystal ball, right? While it can provide invaluable support, it's essential to combine its insights with human guidance. But honestly, if you just need a quick LinkedIn summary rewrite, or can't afford or can't find a good career coach, this can be a great way to still get a leg up in your career switch. So, career switchers, I say embrace ChatGPT as your career companion and try some of these steps. It's a bridge to new horizons, a mentor in the digital realm, and an accelerator for your professional goals. All right, that's all I have for today. Join me next time as I interview management consultant and executive coach Liz Kislick about her advice for becoming a better leader at work or on what to do when stepping into a leadership position for the first time. Until then, go find out. Thanks for listening to the show. I hope the information helps you tackle your career switch goals. You can find more episodes at gofindoutpodcast.com. Or subscribe and rate us on your favorite listening service. That's all for today. Now go find out.